And a good Thursday morning to you. Welcome into the Nick Craig Show, streaming live on YouTube, Rumble, and X. Don't forget that you can take the show with you 24/7 by checking out the podcast. It's available in your whatever podcast app you listen on. Just search for the Nick Craig Show, hit the subscribe button, and you'll get a new program delivered each and every weekday morning. You can also listen online by visiting the website nickcraig.com. A good Thursday morning to you. We've got a busy show planned and lined up for you here this morning, and we start with a very interesting situation that is slated to unfold over the next day or two here across New Hanover County, and it relates to an issue on the New Hanover County Board of Education, where a censure vote is slated to take place Friday afternoon, 2 p.m. is when the meeting has been called, a specially called meeting by the New Hanover County Board of Education to adopt a censure motion against Tim Merrick, one of the new members of the board. He's only been on the board a couple of months now, and he's already facing a censure motion, according to an email that was sent from the board chair, Melissa Mason. Tim Merrick is going to be facing a censure motion, and I'd like to just read through the resolution and then get into some of the details. Here is the official motion, which has been published by WECT News, and it reads as follows. Whereas allegations that certain board members had potentially violated board policies 2010 and 2122 and other provisions dealing with the proper role of the board and superintendent in handling personnel matters, right? So we're talking about issues with potential issues with staff or employees within the school district, teachers, other individuals that are employees of the school district. These have recently been brought to the attention of the board chair. Whereas, upon investigation, these allegations, board chair Mason concluded that the allegations were credible and specifically determined that the evidence supported the conclusion that board member Dr. Tim Merrick had violated board policies by intervening in an employee matter that involved an employee disciplinary action, and that board member Dr. Merrick's actions directly undermined his ability to impartially and fairly carry out certain of his judicial function pursuant to board policy 1010, board policy 2500, and board policy 2322. And that circumstances suggested that Tim Merrick was aware that his actions likely breached his obligations to the board and to the school system. Board Chair Mason has determined that corrective actions were warranted and further determined the appropriate corrective action would be to suspend board member Tim Merrick from participating in committee assignments for approximately 2 months to allow time for him to demonstrate a willingness to carry out his duties in compliance with board policy. Board member Tim Merrick subsequently sought to evade and or frustrate both the intent and the substance of the corrective measure directed by Board Chair Mason by directly contacting other non-board committee members and soliciting them to invite him to join in committee meetings as a, quote, concerned citizen. And board member Tim Merrick further aggravated the situation by disclosing details about the specific personnel matter that formed the basis for his suspension from committee assignments in violation of policy 2125-7315 and potentially a violation of Article 21A, Chapter 115C of North Carolina General Statute. Due to the seriousness of these violations and what appears to be a demonstrated pattern of disregard for board policies and lack of remorse, the board desires to take action to protect the rights of the school system, uphold the standards, reasonable expectations, and integrity of the board. Now, there it be resolved that the New Hanover County Board of Education, by a vote of we don't know yet, does hereby censure board member Dr. Tim Merrick and expresses its strong disapproval of his actions for the reasons articulated above. So that's the resolution document that will be read, that will go forward at the Board of Education meeting on Friday. Now, just reading that, it's a little, now, to nobody's fault, this resolution is a little bit ambiguous, which makes sense, right? Because we're potentially, we're talking about a personnel matter. those personnel matters when you're talking about discipline of teachers, discipline of individuals in the classroom or staff of the school district, that stuff does not play out in the public sphere. Now, board stuff plays out, right? Their votes, their decisions. But at every single Board of Education meeting, almost every single one of them, there is a period where there is a closed session period that takes place where the cameras are cut off, the board moves into a back room, and they discuss matters that are sensitive and are not publicly disclosed to protect the privacy and to respect the relationship between the employees of the school system and the Board of Education. This is a very common practice. It not only happens in the school board, it happens in county and city governments as well. You don't air out these issues with staff or personnel publicly. And in most cases, it's illegal to do so. So with some of the ambiguity in this resolution, again, no fault of the board chair, Melissa Mason, the resolution is crafted in a way to not break any policies, to not try and identify the situation. It's written in a way that I believe is very proper and appropriate. Tim Merrick, being the clown that he is, has stated publicly what the issue is. So we don't have to guess this morning. We don't have to read between the lines as to what's going on. He posted on his Facebook page yesterday exactly what the infraction is, exactly what the incident was. Here's his post. When a teacher faces potential persecution for having a 2-inch pride flag in their classroom and reaches out to their duly elected official, and that official tries to support them by sharing their views on an absurd school policy. Next step, censure the board member. So now we've got a really good idea of what's going on here. You have an educator who we don't know, but an educator within the school system. This is according to Tim Merrick. He's, again, providing this information publicly in defiance of the chair of the Board of Education, and I would argue breaking policy within the school system. He's only been on the board 4 months. And over those 4 months, he has proven his inability to work alongside people. He's acted like a complete and utter jackass multiple times. He refers to board members not by their name, makes ridiculous, childish jokes about people's name. He's just a complete tool. I mean, that really, and I mean, just look at the picture of him. Just look at him. I mean, it fits his personality exemplary. It's perfect. He's a complete jackass. He's been on the board 4 months, and he's done nothing but wreak havoc in hell. So you've got a situation where he, in this case, it has seemed to step into the disciplinary actions against a teacher for breaking school policy as it relates to displaying things in the classroom. Right, you'll remember this big debate from last year. Talked about it a lot on the radio. Two policies adopted by the school system to deal with displays in the classroom. There were a lot of questions, a lot of concerns about flags and posters and different things that were in classrooms within the public school system. This prompted the school board to address this and adopt two different policies, modify two different policies to deal with that. And I've got the policies for you this morning. We'll start off with policy 7300. Now, you can think that the policies are stupid. You can disagree with the policies. You cannot like the policies. But it doesn't change the fact that the policies are in place. It doesn't change the fact that the school system has adopted these policies. The New Hanover County Board of Education has duly elected these policies, has duly modified and enacted these policies. There's really no reason to debate why this is going on or why this is happening. It's not really up for debate. So here's policy 7300. Quote, limit displays in the classroom, school buildings, ball fields, school grounds, and buses, such as signs and flags, to materials that represent the United States, the state of North Carolina, New Hanover County, the school name and mascot, post-secondary institutions, colleges, school-sponsored events, sponsorships, military flags, family photos, student art, and or approved curriculum. That's policy 7300. Again, you don't have to like the policy. You don't have to agree with the policy. You don't have to think the policy is good, but it is, in fact, enacted. So your ability to debate the issue is essentially moot. Now, you can publicly say you don't agree with it, but you don't get the right to brush it off. You don't get the right to ignore the policy. And going back and looking at the censure resolution that has now been publicly brought forward, it was published by WECT News. It's not on the board website, so I can only presume Tim Merritt gave it to them, because that would follow his pattern of just being completely disregarding what's going on in the school system. I want to read it for you again. Dr. Tim Merritt has violated board policies by intervening in an employee matter that involved an employee disciplinary action. So I think it's a safe assumption, looking at all the evidence that we've got, looking at his Facebook post, that a teacher was being disciplined for breaking policy 7300 or 3200. We just read 7300. We'll read 3200 in a second. He says, when a teacher faces potential persecution for having a 2-inch pride flag in their classroom, Tim Merritt attempted to step in. He says it, and it's an absurd school policy. Whether he believes the policy is absurd or not, the policy's still in place. See, this is the issue with the left, right? The policy that they don't like, they decide, well, we're just not going to follow it. That's not how governance works. Maybe that's how it worked where Tim Merritt used to be when he ran for election in upstate New York before he moved down here just a couple of years ago and got involved in being a radical progressive Democrat. But that's not how it works. You don't get to decide as a sole member of a board whether you follow policy or not. You don't get to decide whether something gets enforced or not as a single member of the board. Tim Merritt is not a king. He was not elected president. He has no sole authority to do anything himself. The board acts as a whole. He will be on the winning side of issues. He will be on the losing side of issues. This is what the left really fails to grasp. And so we just read policy 7300. Very similar verbiage in policy 3200, which I'll bring to your attention this morning. Principals and teachers shall limit the displays in the classrooms, school buildings, ball fields, school grounds, and buses, such as signs and flags, to materials that represent the United States, the state of North Carolina, New Hanover County, the school name and mascot, post-secondary institutions, school-sponsored events, sponsorships, military flags, family photos, student art, and/or approved curriculum. So you've got two different policies here. 3200, 7300. Both of them lay out what is allowed in the classroom and what is not. Regardless of whether you think it's right, regardless of whether you think it's good or not, these are the policies as written. These are the policies that employees within the school system are required to follow. And I know the left has a really hard time with this. They always have an issue with authority. It's a constant issue for the Democrats. But let's just back up a little bit. And step back and understand how we got here. Why was it that last year, the New Hanover County Board of Education had to adopt these policies? And this is key. Stick with me. Why is it that the school system had to go forward with adopting this kind of verbiage and limiting things to school names, mascots, state flags, and all that stuff? Why did that happen? Well, for one reason and one reason only. Activist teachers within the New Hanover County school system took it upon themselves to bring their political ideology and bring it into the classroom and shove it down the throats of students. That is why these policies were adopted. That is why policies stripping this out of the classroom had to happen. This is not the Republicans and a culture war battle that's taking place. Democrats felt the need to bring their political ideology, their political opinion into the classroom and shove it in the face of your children. So if you want to look and point blame and point the finger at somebody, maybe we should point it at the individuals that felt that it was appropriate to take their insane political policies and agendas and bring them into the classroom. That's the only reason that this is being discussed. That's the only reason that this policy was adopted last year. because left-wing educators could not stand by and just allow teaching to take place. They had to usurp and use their authority to bring politics into the classroom. Now, if we're talking about a U.S. history class, then having politics in the classroom makes a whole hell of a lot of sense. But does it make sense to have a Black Lives Matter flag in your child's English class? Does it make sense to have trans and other flags, Israel, Hamas, Palestine, all of this stuff? Does it make sense to have that in a classroom that is not dealing with U.S. world history, social issues? The answer is very clearly no. But the left can't contain themselves. They have to, and I mean it, they have to shove this stuff in everybody's face. It's what's so annoying about the left. They just can't allow things to exist. They can't just allow education to take place without bringing in a political agenda, without bringing in a political narrative. And because of their choices, very important to understand this, because of their choices to bring this stuff into your children's classrooms, the school board was forced to make a decision. The school board was forced to act on these policies. They were requested by various individuals within the public, teachers, other teachers, parents reaching out to the school board and saying, what the hell's going on in my kid's classroom? Why is there a BLM mural in my kid's classroom? It's inappropriate. Why is there pride and trans flags and all these other flags in my kids' classroom? This is inappropriate. I don't want this stuff in my kids' class. All because the left couldn't contain themselves. All because Democrats could not just allow individuals to have their own opinion. They felt the need to shove that opinion in everybody's face. And they do it all the time. I mean, you look at all their stupid protests that they're doing now. It's absurd. You've got an event, Azalea Fest, taking place in downtown Wilmington last weekend, and you've got a bunch of deranged anti-Trump Elon Musk protesters, including Tim Merrick, who, by the way, spoke at that event because he is a radical progressive leftist, deciding to bother people when they're trying to enjoy the Azalea Fest so they can yell and scream about Trump. I mean, the left is just incapable of this. They feel the need. They feel like they are entitled to taking their political ideology and bestowing it upon you. And that's a serious problem in the public school system. Right? If you want to have an adult political debate with somebody that you disagree with, then who cares? You're allowed to duke it out. You're allowed to argue the issues back and forth. There's no issue with that. Political debate is good. But there is a serious problem when you're in the public school system and you are bringing these kinds of messages, when you're bringing this kind of agenda into the classroom, right? Because a student in high school or a student in middle school or hell, a student in elementary school does not have the knowledge, the information, or the maturity to have a full-throated political debate over the issues with you. They're not. So when you've got teachers that are activists affirming their political ideology in a public school classroom, that's a serious problem. That's exactly what was going on here in New Hanover County, which forced the Board of Education to step in and to put these policies in place, removing this stuff from the classroom. And we just went through the details of the two policies. It doesn't specifically call out any kind of specific flag. It just says it's got to be under these criteria. Right? No flags from other countries, no activist flags, no BLM, no pride, no trans flag, none of that stuff. It's got to be a flag that's the United States, North Carolina, the county, the school name or mascot, some sort of college, either a school-sponsored event, football game, whatever, military flags, family photos, art, and approved curriculum. Seems pretty broad to me. You can't bring your leftist agenda into the classroom. That's really at the root of this. But the Democrats can't stand for that. So you going back to the issue at hand this morning, why Tim Merrick is likely to be censured Friday, tomorrow, by the Board of Education, because he stepped in. I'll read it again. When a teacher faces potential persecution for having a 2-inch pride flag in their classroom and reaches out to their duly elected official, and that official tries to support them by sharing their views on an absurd policy, next step, censure the board member. So you had an educator, according to Tim Merrick, not me. I don't have any inside information here. But according to Tim Merrick, there is an educator within the school system that decided to flip off the school system, give them the middle finger, give them the bird, and say, I'm going to put a pride flag in my classroom. Even though we just looked at the two policies, and it is undoubtedly against those policies. An activist within the school system decided that they were going to fly in the face of policy enacted by the Board of Education because the left can't handle themselves. The left is incapable of dealing with rules and laws. They just can't. It's obvious. Whether you agree with the policy or not, you are an educator. You're an employee of the school system. You are responsible for withholding the policies of the school system. You don't get to pick and choose if you follow the policies or not. The same way you don't get to pick or choose whether you agree with certain laws or you're going to follow them. If you're not following the laws, you're going to get in trouble for them. We know how this process works. We teach this to literal children. And I guess left, not too far off from them emotionally. They just can't stand for it. So you had a teacher that was put a 2-inch pride flag in their classroom, according to Tim Merrick, was being disciplined for it. That's how it reads out of the resolution that is going to be read tomorrow. And Tim Merrick, being the radical, progressive leftist that he is, stepped in to the investigation. That's what the resolution claims. He stepped into the process, completely gumming it up. Completely stepping over his authority. From the resolution that I'm reading, it appears that the board chair and Melissa Mason attempted to talk with him about this, talked about suspending him from committee assignments for 2 months, and then he decided he was going to just continue to show up to the meetings. He was going to ignore his punishment for acting afoul. And so now the whole board has to meet on a Friday afternoon to censure him. But he's the martyr, right? Because he turned all of this into a fundraising effort. He posts on his Facebook page, please consider donating to my Defense of Teachers and Students Fund. It will help me cover legal fees and next steps. So what's he going to do? Sue the school district? I mean, that's what it looks like. He's going to sue the school district over breaking policies, knowingly breaking policies, trying to disregard the work of the board. Tried to disregard policies enacted, even though he doesn't agree with them, policies still enacted. And now he's going to sue the school system. This guy's a real winner. And by the way, these are the same people, Tim Merrick, Judy Justice, that will spend all of their time talking about how we just need to do better for our children. We just need to do better for education. This constant trick and pony show about education. Yet he's talking about suing the school district? How much money is that going to cost, Tim? Now, you talk about how those bastards up in the General Assembly don't give the school system enough money. How much money are you going to cost the school district by bringing them into litigation over your incompetence? How much money are you going to waste of taxpayer dollars here in New Hanover County that could go towards education to sue the school district because you're incapable of following policies that were duly enacted by the board? Passed, implemented, and approved by a board. Now, you were on the board at the time, but that doesn't matter. The policies are in place. You don't get to pick and choose whether you follow things or don't. So I'll take you to yesterday's policy committee meeting that took place. Former board chair Pete Wildebohr, who you're very familiar with, he joined us almost after every single board meeting back on the radio show, has taken a step back from board chair. He's no longer the chair, but he is the head of the very influential and important policy committee. And there was some discussion of policies as it relates to displays, signs, flags, things in the classroom at yesterday's policy committee meeting. And we got some comments from Judy Justice, everybody's favorite local elected official. This is what she had to say as it relates to the policy, again, which is in place, which needs to be followed by every employee of the school system, regardless of whether you like it or not. Here's Judy Justice yesterday morning during the policy committee meeting.
Well, obviously, I wasn't on the board when they added this.
Okay. All right. Any further discussion?
Yeah. This is a huge embarrassment and a problem. It hasn't served any purpose except to harm the culture of our schools. I'm going to be straight with you. It was created by a small majority of people in this community. It's a form of censorship. We're currently, and I'm not going to give specifics, but we're currently having some issues with staff because they're not allowed to express their First Amendment rights.
Now, I got to stop her right here. It's a form of censorship. You're an employee. You're an employee of a school system. You are required to follow the directives from your employee. There's no First Amendment in this. You don't have First Amendment rights at your work. The First Amendment protects you and the government. And yes, of course, the school system is government. But you don't get to just do whatever the hell you want because of the First Amendment. Your employer has things that they require you to do. It's not censorship. It's not censorship at all. But see, this is how the left sees it, because now their ability to bring their wacko, crazy leftist agenda into the classroom has been shut down, right? They decided to take what was no policy at all. They decided to push the limit too far, as the left always does. They always are looking for, you give them an inch, they take a mile. They pushed everything a little bit too far. The public revolted against it and said, you guys are freaking nuts. Get this crap out of our kids' classrooms. And now they're the victims. Now they're being censored. Now their First Amendment rights are being restricted and taken away. How about a little look in the mirror? How about looking at your own actions that caused this policy to have to be enacted in the first place? The level of sympathy I have for teachers that can no longer express themselves with a Black Lives Matter flag in the classroom is literally non-existent. I could not care less.
It's harming our students. They feel like that they can't express themselves as their authentic selves, healthy selves. It tends to cause conflict between those different groups in our community that doesn't need to be. Its original intent was bogus. The idea that we're going to have problems with the Palestinian flags in schools never happened in our school, never had been. So it was put in here for, I believe, political reasons, and it's just a fact. Mm-hmm. And the same group of politicians right now are trying to control our language of the 2025, trying to go back in time. And it's really making it difficult for our students, especially, who live and have grown up in this much more democratic, open society, to deal with these kinds of censorships and control over their personal First Amendment statements.
I love that. So now students can say or do whatever they want in the classroom? Is that what she's indicating? So it's okay for a student to walk around the school yelling obscenities, cursing at teachers, cursing at fellow students? I mean, it's protected under the First Amendment, right? There's nothing in the First Amendment that says I can't run around yelling the F word all day. It's not in the First Amendment at all. So I guess under Judy Justice's definition here, any student, any staff member, any employee within the school district, anybody that is in the schools at all, student or teacher, can say or do whatever the hell they want. No restrictions, no norms, nothing. They can do whatever they want, according to her. And if not, it's censorship. If not, it's infringing on their First Amendment rights. Don't you love the twist here from the left? It's pretty remarkable.
And there's staff members that, just about, I would say most, if not all, that love our kids and will protect their rights and want to be able to have them feel comfortable. And I'm going to use the pride flag, for example. That seems to be the main goal originally when this was initiated. It wasn't.
By the way, that's not in the policies at all. This is gaslighting by the left. This is gaslighting from Judy Justice, an attempt to redefine the narrative. I just read you the policies. You can go and look them up for yourself. There is nothing in there that mentions pride flags or any other sort of flags. It does not exist. This is a gaslighting attempt by Democrats to reframe the issue. Reframe the issue because they're on the losing side of this argument.
A Palestinian flag. It's something that certain members of our community are not happy with, and I'm sorry about that. But there's a lot of things I'm not happy with either. But that doesn't mean I have the right to impose my will over what truly is something a lot bigger than me.
Yeah, but see, this is where she's just inherently wrong about this. We're talking about a public school system. We're not talking about walking around downtown Wilmington with a pride flag. We're not talking about walking up and down Market Street with a Black Lives Matter flag. We're talking about a public school system, a place that people, parents, send their children to get an education, which, by the way, they are required to by state law and federal law. Right? You don't send your kids to school, you get thrown in jail. Right? This is not something that you have a choice of whether you do or don't. Now, there are alternatives, of course. The Opportunity Scholarship Program has opened up the opportunity for parents to get out of the public school system because teachers feel the need, educators feel the need, to bring in their own political identity, their own political agenda, and shove it down the throats of your kids. But we're not talking about people not having the right to do whatever they want on their free time. We're talking about public employees in the public school system. You do not have carte blanche to do whatever you want. This is a mischaracterization from the left. Really, no surprise there at all.
Okay. So, you know, I think it's really sad that it's even here, that it was even proposed. It's caused more energy to be taken away from what our true goal is, which is to educate our children in a very safe, you know, welcoming environment with their rights according to the Constitution, which one of them is their First Amendment rights.
Thank you very much.
So there's her little soliloquy as to why this is happening. It's an attack on the pride flag. She claims that. There's no indication that that's why the policy was created or crafted. It was a plethora of issues. Plethora of things taking place in the classroom, which again, all goes back to the left because they felt the need to bring their political agenda and ideology into the classroom. The school board was required to act. But see, there's no ability from the left, including Judy Justice, to self-reflect on actions taken by people that she is affiliated with. There is no self-reflection as to why this had to come forward in the first place. This is always the problem that the left has. They are just incapable of seeing how their actions cause things to change. They believe that they're allowed to do whatever they want, whenever they want. And then when you step in and say, hey, that's not appropriate. Hey, that's not really the place for a public school teacher to be affirming trans ideology in the classroom. Hey, that's probably not appropriate. We're not in a health science class. We're in an English class and we're talking about trans literature. Not really super appropriate. And the left goes, oh, you're stomping on my constitutional rights. You're stomping on my freedom of speech. You're a public employee. You work for the school system. Your job is to educate children, to give them a well-rounded education in whatever subject you're the expert in and you are hired to teach. Not to affirm radical leftist ideologies and radical leftist agendas. That's not what you were hired to do. I know that's what you want to do. I know that's what you feel is right and just for you to do to raise the next generation of liberal progressive warriors. But the people and the citizens of New Hanover County said enough. We're sick of it. We don't want this crap in our kids' classrooms. You know, Judy Justice is so worried about education. She's so worried about the well-being of our students. Is there any discussion about the constituents, the parents that are beyond themselves? The parents that are livid that this kind of crap is being discussed in their kids' classroom? What if it's a different than the ideology than their parents have? What about that, Judy? What if parents are pissed off that this is taking place? Which, oh, it turns out they were. Hundreds of emails and comments to the school board, either during public comment, emails that took place throughout meetings, comments on social media about this taking place. But the left just is incapable of seeing it. And she made an interesting point. Oh, the excuse for this was the Palestinian flag, right? As kids across college campuses were chasing Jewish students around on campus, yelling from the river to the sea, death to the Jews, right? That was going on after Hamas decided to invade Israel and attack and kill, what, 1,300 people? That was happening. Happened up at Chapel Hill. Happened at NC State. Happened at Duke. That was a real thing, and props to Pete Wildebohr for slapping Judy Justice back down to reality because he saw it, well, firsthand. So what do we believe? The anecdotal, emotional nonsense from Judy Justice or from somebody that actually saw this take place? Let's hear from Pete Wildebohr.
Very much. And I'm going to speak to this because, unfortunately, as Mr. Perry said, and he was 100% correct, you guys weren't on the board. I was on the board when this came through. And Ms. Justice, I, with all due respect, you're wrong. And you're wrong just because I was on a graduation podium where a student came forth with a Palestinian flag. So that whole line that it's not happened, I was there. And the principal stepped up and said, you can't do it here. He was going to wrap himself in front of students from Israel and students from with Jewish backgrounds and make a mockery of the graduation. So with all due respect, again, at least one time that I was witness to, I saw that this policy, as it has been amended, or is was amended at that time, actually was it stopped probably a fight and probably a really bad situation for a school. Instead of having a graduation become a mockery, the graduation was carried on very well. The principal did it extremely well, intervened, was able to do it without it becoming a big problem for our students, for our parents. So I think that it is, as it is written, is good. As far as coming in saying that there's other things that were in here, I mean, I think overall, at least that one time, we were able to carry on with a graduation, and I'm sure there's others, but at least that one time, we were able to carry on with a graduation that was a very positive graduation. Students were able to be there and not to be embarrassed or get into a major, what could have been a major altercation. So at this point, I'm going to call the question.
So there you go. I mean, so the left story, Judy Justice's story about how this never happened, how it's all fake. Well, there you go. Just completely blown out there. And here's a firsthand story of how the policy was enacted. You had a student at graduation that was attempting to wrap themselves in a Palestinian flag and walk across the stage because this policy is in place. And because it says principals and teachers shall limit displays in the classroom, school buildings, ball fields, school grounds, and buses, a principal, according to Pete Wildebohr, was able to step in and say, nope, we're not going to allow this. It's against policy. And under this policy, which I am required to follow as an educator within the school district, as a principal, as a teacher, you are not allowed to wear this flag across the graduation stage. I don't know if the student took it off, didn't walk the stage. I don't know what this full story was on it, but the policy worked. The policy as written, as enacted by the school board last year, worked because it's not appropriate. We don't allow students within the school district to say or do whatever they want, right? We don't, right? If they do, we suspend them. We put them in detention. We eventually expel them if they can't act appropriately. That's what happens. You're not allowed to wear anything you want to the school system, to a classroom. If you've got a shirt that's got profanity all over it, I'm sure you're going to be asked to take it off. If you refuse, you're probably going to be sent home. I guess under Judy Justice's definition, that should be allowed. You should be allowed to say, wear, do whatever you want within the school system. That's what she's saying. It's not appropriate. And in this case, it's against policy. Again, whether you like the policy or not, It's written as it is. It's enacted as it is. You don't get a choice as an educator to decide whether you follow the policy. Now, you've got a very simple question to ask yourself. And I mean this as genuinely as I can. If you don't like the policies, go find somewhere else to work. If you are incapable of following this policy, if you are incapable of not flying a gay pride flag in the classroom, if you feel that that is morally unjust, then quit and go find somewhere else to teach. It's really that simple. You don't have to agree with the rules that your employer puts on you, but you have two options. You either follow the rules or you find somewhere else to work. It's really that simple. You don't get to choose what you do. You don't get to choose whether you follow them or not. That's not how the real world works. And I know that's very hard for the left, who's out in fairyland 24/7, to understand and wrap their head around. But that's the reality of our society. That's the reality of the situation. When you work for somebody, you are required to follow their policies and procedures. And if you don't, you will be disciplined. And if you continue to do it, you hopefully will be fired. That's how the process works. So wrapping this all and bringing this all back together. A teacher, according to Tim Merrick, had a 2-inch pride flag in their classroom flying in the face of policy 7300 and 3200. It was presumably reported by a parent, or a student told their parent, the parents reported, whatever. The teacher was in the process of being disciplined, and that's when Tim Merrick stepped in to try and do exactly what we don't know. We'll hopefully find out more on Friday. But he attempted to intervene into an employee matter, which is against multiple policies within the board. Policy 1010, 2500, 3222, and North Carolina General Statute 115C-45C3. Those are the things that it's against. But for the left, they feel that they are right and just. And so Tim Merrick's fundraising on it, and this is what he has to say on his Act Blue. Of course, that's where he's raising his money, on his Act Blue page. This is what he has to say about why he's doing it. Tim Merrick for School Board Legal Fund. Now he's going to sue the school district, apparently. The Republican school board has removed protections for LGBTQ students, taken DEI out of our policies, and dissolved the Title IX committee that works to protect our students from sexual discrimination and harassment. Their policies persecute educators and staff who support our marginalized community. Now they're attempting to censure or remove me from the board, which they're not trying to remove him. They have no authority to do so. Another lie from the left. Surprise, surprise. Now they're attempting to censure or remove me from the school board because I stood up for an educator and spoke up nationally against our radical prejustice that exists in our schools. Please contribute to help pay for legal fees and to defend our teachers and student rights in the face of a board censure and whatever else comes next. I've got an idea, Tim. How about you follow the rules? How about you follow the policies that are enacted? I mean, I know you're trying to be a martyr here, obviously trying to use the school board for some stepping stone to run for other political office. It's obvious that that's how you're acting. You go on CNN like a complete jackass and make the claim that New Hanover County schools are more segregated in 2025 than they were back in the 1960s during the height of the civil rights era. Right? I know that that's what your goal is. And when you speak out at these protests, you're trying to elevate yourself to higher political office. You were unsuccessful running in New York, so you've moved to Wilmington to run here. I know that's the goal, that's the attempt, but you're really not helping anybody. You're not helping teachers. So if I'm supposed to understand Tim Merrick's fundraising page over on Act Blue, he says that the policies persecute educators and staff who support marginalized students. So he's okay with educators breaking policies that are enacted by the board. I mean, that's how I'm reading this. He's trying to protect them. He's trying to support them. How about we say, hey, we're going to support the school system by following the policies that are in place? How about we follow things that were enacted by the Board of Education? Maybe we try that on instead of being a constant disruptor. Instead of sending smarmy emails back and forth between board members, besides going on CNN and making absurd statements and comments like the school system is more segregated now than it was in 1965. Now, you're so worried about education, at least you claim you are. You're so worried about the public school system. Explain to me how any of this helps the public school system when you are actively inserting yourself in an investigation of a teacher who's breaking board policy. I thought you guys were the ones that wanted to follow all of the rules, right? Don't you hate Trump because he's allegedly not following the rules? Right? Isn't that how I understand it? Trying to wrap my head around this leftist ideology that takes place. And of course, other Democrats will claim, oh, well, this was just a private citizen who happened to be a teacher. But that's not the case. A teacher was in the process of being disciplined for breaking policy. A superintendent or a principal, whoever, stood up and said, hey, we got this report that this teacher is flying a flag, having something in their classroom that is against school policy. Somebody higher up within the school district stepped up and said, you're not allowed to do this. We're going to start an investigation, which is, I guess, how the process works. And for Democrat Tim Merrick, radical progressive Tim Merrick, he decided to insert himself. And now he's facing a censure vote, as he should be. But now he's the true victim, right? Typical gaslighting from the left. He does not follow the board norms, does not follow the board practices, does not follow the board procedures, but somehow he is the victim in all of this. And it's not his fault that he couldn't follow the rules. It's not his fault that he decided to act in a way that was not appropriate, not proper. It's somebody else's fault. It's always somebody else's fault. And just to prove to you how out of control and radical Tim Merrick is, I'll take you back to February of this year when he went on CNN, national news, cable news network, and made this claim about the new Hanover County school system. Take a listen to Tim Merrick's own words, not mine, Tim Merrick's words back in February.
You know, we have private schools and religious schools that are not regulated by the federal government the same way that our public schools are, and they are not showing better performance here in New Hanover County. In fact, some of our private schools have poorer performance than many of our public schools, so I can't agree with that. What I can agree with is that without our federal money, we will not be taking care of our most disadvantaged students. And that is just a crisis that we cannot have. We have fairly segregated schools here in North Carolina, more segregated than what they were in 1968.
I mean, what a ridiculously stupid comment. You went on national, you can even see the face of the CNN reporter. You went on national television and claimed that schools are more segregated in 2025 than they were in the early 1960s. Are you out of your freaking mind? I mean, you don't have to. How stupid could you possibly be to make that statement, to make that comment? More segregated now than in the 1960s? You talk, this guy's got his doctorate in education. And he's going to make that absurd statement on national television? Just goes to show you the left will say or do anything to push their agenda and their narrative forward.
We have fairly segregated schools here in North Carolina, more segregated than what they were in 1968. And our richest, wealthy, white schools have, at the end of fifth grade, they have a 91% proficiency in reading. And our poorest black schools have a 9.5% proficiency in reading in fifth grade. This is a sort of segregation that will be even worse without the federal guidelines that require us to take care of our most disadvantaged students.
Oh, there you go. Great insight from a radical progressive leftist, Tim Merrick. Great insight there, Tim. Very good to know that New Hanover County schools are more segregated now than in the 1960s. What a disgrace to individuals that stood up and fought tooth and nail during the civil rights era to push for desegregation, to push to allow schools to integrate white and black students together. I mean, you don't have to be a history major. You sure as hell don't have to have your doctorate to know how absurdly stupid that comment is. But that's Tim Merrick. He's only been on the board, what, 4 freaking months? Only 4 months. And he's already being censured. He's already had his committee assignments temporarily stripped away from him because he is incapable of acting in a leadership role. And he claims that he's going to be thrown off the board. He knows there's no way to do that. There is no recall measure that exists within the Board of Education. He will sit on the board for his entire term unless he decides to step down. But again, facts don't matter. Reality doesn't matter. It's all about feeling for the left. That's all they do. We feel this way. We feel that way. We feel this. We feel that. Feelings don't matter, guys. That's not how this process works. You don't get to feel something and change policy. You don't get to feel something and change law. And I would have assumed somebody that ran for public office would be willing to hold themselves to a higher standard. But it's obvious from the actions of this individual that he's incapable of doing that. And as I say, as I will continue to say, say it with me, actions have consequences. Actions have consequences. You are going to act like a fool. You're going to act out within the school system. You are going to insert yourself into things that is inappropriate for you to do so. There are going to be consequences. You don't get to do whatever you want, whenever you want, because you feel like it. Because you hate the Republicans. Because you hate the school board and the policies that they passed in the that they've enacted in the past. That's not how this works, Tim. I'm sorry. That's not how the process works. So he should be facing a censure, and I look forward to the vote passing. It will probably, if I had to guess, probably pass 5-2. Five Republicans on the board, two Democrats. Tim's obviously not going to vote for it. Judy Justice sure as hell isn't going to vote for it. Hopefully it passes 5-2 and he gets censured. And maybe he'll learn his lesson. Probably not. He seems to be willing to double down on this. In a statement to WECT News earlier this week, he said, quote, "The public posting of a preferred resolution, the creation of a resolution without a motion, and a vote to create a committee or direct the assembly to investigate during closed session, to not attempt to interview the accused, to include details and presumes guilt are all improper and in some instances illegal. It's out of order for multiple reasons indicated, and I demand the chair remove it instantly and call herself out of order. If she is unwilling to do so, then the vice chair must strike down this resolution as out of order as well." No, that's not going to happen, Tim. You've extended all of your goodwill from the documents that I have access to, that I've read. It appears that you've had conversations with the board chair, at least one, to say, hey, you're acting like a moron. Stop acting this way. I'm taking you off committees for 2 months. Get it in line. Get it in check. It says it right here. "Whereas Board Chair Mason determined that the corrective action was warranted and further determined that the appropriate corrective action would be to suspend board member Dr. Merrick from participating in committee assignments for approximately 2 months, to allow time for him to demonstrate a willingness to carry out his duties in compliance with board policy." So presumably a conversation took place there. I think that's a safe assumption. What did Tim Merrick do? He continued to show up to the board meetings. Continued to show up and continued to act out completely in defiance of the board chair because he's incapable of following the rules. Just like the same teacher that he apparently was trying to protect. Let's see, there's a common thread here. There's a very common thread with the left. They're incapable of dealing with authority. They're incapable of working under the structure of rules because they feel the need to push their own radical, crazy progressive ideology at every step of the way. And when you tell them no and you hand them down consequences for their actions, in the case of Tim Merrick, he goes, "Not to hell with it. I'm going to do it anyway." What a brave man Dr. Tim Merrick is. Him and his fedora. Very brave. I don't know how the school system could exist without him in it. Such a brave individual. So now he's going to sue the school system and what? Cost the district tens of thousands of dollars in litigation? And at the same time, bitch and complain about how there's not enough money for public education? I mean, these guys are just the quintessential definition of hypocrites. So that's Tim Merrick. That's the full situation. I've got a lot of notes this morning, a lot of screenshots, a lot of documents. You can find all of those by heading on over to patreon.com/Nick Craig. That's patreon.com/Nick Craig, where you can get daily show notes and more, including all of the links, all the policies, everything we talked about this morning over at patreon.com/Nick Craig. We'll take a quick break. We'll discuss tariffs on the other side. Some big changes going on with that. You're listening to the Nick Craig Show, streaming live this morning on YouTube, Rumble, and X, and 24/7 wherever you get your podcasts. And welcome back to a Thursday edition of the Nick Craig Show, streaming live this morning on YouTube, Rumble, and X. We do have an update this morning on tariffs. That's been a big discussion over the last couple of days. Yesterday, the White House announced that the tit-for-tat tariffs that have existed will continue in some cases, will be paused in other places. It was announced yesterday that Donald Trump and his administration is raising the tariffs on Chinese goods to 125% over Beijing's, quote, lack of respect towards America, while pausing and lowering reciprocal tariffs on other countries. The president wrote this in a post on Truth Social. At some point, hopefully in the near future, China will realize the days of ripping off the USA and other countries is no longer sustainable or acceptable. Trump wrote that more than 75 other countries have called the United States over the last couple of days to negotiate a solution to the subject tariff as it relates to trade, as well as barriers, currency manipulation, non-monetary tariffs, and others. He added that these countries, quote, at my strong suggestion, have not retaliated in any way against the United States. With that, Trump wrote that his reciprocal tariffs on other countries would be paused for 90 days, during which the tariff rate would be just 10%. That caused the stock market to explode yesterday afternoon. The S&P had its biggest, or the Dow Jones rather, had its biggest one-day point gain ever, while the NASDAQ was up 12%. S&P future, S&P was up 9% at the close. And you can see the changes here in the markets yesterday. You had almost a 3,000 point swing on the Dow Jones Industrial yesterday, 1,800 points on the NASDAQ, about 500 on the S&P. However, looking at markets this morning, things are looking a little bit in the red. Dow futures down about 500 points, S&P futures down about 88. NASDAQ futures down 360 or so. So things looking a little bit in the red this morning. And, you know, I made the point yesterday that the president should not blink on this. And in some respects, I don't really think he has. I mean, the main objective of the trade war has been China, and it continues to be China. Now, Trump has made the point that he's open to negotiations. And for those 75 countries that reached out, those negotiations have started. And I think in a good faith effort, in an attempt to allow temperatures to cool with these countries and get to a favorable deal for the United States, Trump's announced that 90-day pause on everybody but China. Howard Lutnick posted on X yesterday and said, Scott Bassinet and I sat with President Trump while he wrote one of the most extraordinary Truth Social posts of his presidency. The world is ready to work with President Trump to fix global trade, and China has chosen to go in the opposite direction. Among Trump's tariffs that went into effect early on Wednesday, it included a 20% tariff on products for the European Union, 24% on Japan, and 25% on South Korea. Earlier yesterday, the European Union announced the approval of retaliatory tariffs on $23 billion in U.S. goods as a countermeasure to Trump's tariffs, though it said that the 27-country bloc remains open to dropping the tariffs should the United States agree to a free and fair balanced negotiation. You know, China here is in a really, really rough situation, right? They're not a large buyer of U.S. goods. The export to import ratio is 5-1 for China in the United States. They export 5 times as many products as they import from the United States. They sell everything to the U.S. It is obviously their largest market, I should say. a market that China can't do without. Their entire economy is propped up on cheap Chinese goods essentially being imported into the United States. Their entire economy. That's what it exists on. That's how it operates. I think the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, is making a horrific decision trying to one-up President Donald Trump. I think they are making a disastrous decision attempting to go after the president, go after the administration with these retaliatory tariffs. Does the U.S. have something to lose? Yes, absolutely. Will there be short-term pains from the increased goods of Chinese products in the U.S.? Yes, absolutely. Long-term, China's economy has a whole hell of a lot more to lose than the U.S.'s does. There's just no argument about it at all. 5-1 is their deficit ratio. 5-1. That number speaks for itself. So he's playing hardball with China, which he should. That's the biggest, you know, to me, the biggest target that this administration has set out. It is on China. And for the other countries, those that have come to the table, those that are wanting to negotiate a fair deal, those that are willing to open the channel and the lines of communication, good move. Now, the question about the European Union, which is, you know, a sham of an organization. I mean, you talk about globalism on the rise. It is perfectly exemplified within the European Union. One world government is the EU. That's the whole thing. So those that chose to come to the table, those that chose to come and negotiate are going to get good deals. Those that want to resist it, those that want to push back on the administration, they're going to deal with hell. Trump's not going to back down on these Chinese tariffs. He's just not. I don't see it happening. I really don't see it happening. So that's the big news on tariffs this morning. We seem to be getting, actually breaking news, just refreshing this right now, just 15 minutes ago, the European Commission president announced just 15 or so minutes ago that countermeasures from the European Union against President Donald Trump's latest tariffs are also going to be put on pause for 90 days. She wrote a post on X, quote, "We took note of the announcement by President Trump and we want to give negotiations a chance. While finalizing the adoption of the EU countermeasures that saw strong support from our member states, we will put them on hold for 90 days. If the negotiations are not satisfactory, our countermeasures will kick in. As I've said before, all options remain on the table." So there you go. That's news just coming out minutes ago from the European Union. They are putting a hold on their reciprocal tariffs as well, as Trump has ratcheted some of the has ratcheted some of that pressure down. Also announced by the president that the U.S. has attracted over $7 trillion in private investment since he's been elected, including companies like Apple, Eli Lilly, Stargate, and others that have brought $7 trillion or will be bringing $7 trillion worth of investment into the United States. Trade has been a major issue for the president. It continues to be a major issue for the president. He's got some smart people around him. Peter Navarro, the Treasury Secretary, Scott Bassett. He's got very, very smart people. Howard Lutnick, very, very intelligent people around him. And I look forward to seeing how this plays out over the coming weeks and months. If these companies are serious about, these countries rather, are serious about negotiations, if they're serious about coming to the table and discussing this with the United States, they'll be fine. But if China wants to continue to ratchet up these pressures, I mean, you'll end up seeing a 500% tariff on products from China. And the reality is, China has nowhere to send the goods. China has nowhere else to send their product but the United States. It is by far the largest market for them. So we'll keep an eye on that and bring you all of the details. Should be another busy day up at Washington, D.C. and here in North Carolina. We'll keep track of it throughout the day. Again, you can head on over and get the show notes and support the show over at patreon.com/Nick Craig. That's patreon.com/Nick Craig. That's going to do it for a Thursday edition of the Nick Craig Show, streaming live on YouTube, Rumble, and X, and of course, 24/7, wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow morning.